Everybody, we like to start off every now and then with something a little fun. Welcome to another episode of Green Legion Radio. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. Good news, TuneIn Radio is accepting subscriptions again, so we are back and going to be on there. We are now the number 61 top sports podcast on iTunes, and the second we actually get to tune in, it's just going to go through the roof because our listening hours are going to go, are just going to escalate. But
awesome sauce.
Yeah, awesome sauce. Everybody, the Green Legion Radio Show is brought to you by our amazing sponsors at Miller Lite. If you're drinking beer, you're drinking Miller Lite. Welcome back, Stateside Vodka, Workhorse Brewing Company, our good friend Dan from the old Philly Faithful days. We are happy to be working them for every home tailgate. Rivers Casino, you used to know that as Sugar House. Bucks County Baseball Company, our good friend JP up in Bucks County. The warehouse is huge. The website's bigger than the warehouse. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Check it out. Our good friend Mike McVay over at David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Walking, talking sports. Walk out with a new car. It is a much better car buying experience than anything you have seen or experienced before. I promise you this. Our good friend Ken Hutchings, Rex, who stole your blue Marlin.
You're more upset at than
I am. So upset about that. Our good friend Ken Hutchings and Pat Pavlicek and all the Cavanaugh's restaurants. Cavanaugh's River Deck still open for the season. Cavanaugh's head house off of 2nd and South. Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th. Check out our good friend Paul working the basement bar over there, and of course Brian Pavlicek's 39th and Sansom, University City, Cavanaugh's. All the beautiful ladies at Delilah's. We're not going over there tonight. I'm sorry. You guys could go. I think you guys are ready to go.
Who, us?
Yeah.
That's been my second home. Sorry. Okay. Since you guys left me. I had no friends. I was over there sitting with the lady. Became a regular. Sorry.
Being a regular degenerate?
Yeah.
Excellent. Our good friends and 20-year sponsors over in Manayunk, Bourbon Blue, and the Bayou, and of course, Cactus, which is not recent, but about 10 years old now.
Even longer.
Is it longer than 10?
Yeah, it opened maybe
The Bayou
15,
opened up though. Cactus next door after, obviously, a storied career as an excellent watering hole. And, of course, their love child, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in the city. Do not forget, as well, about our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. Of course, Somo Soapy and our good friend Jari Evans, which I made a payment on the suite today.
Nice.
Woo!
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. I wonder if we could do the broadcast from there.
Yeah, give me some food. Give me some drink.
No, you can pay for it, motherfucker.
I spend your money, not mine, brother.
Son of an onion.
Son of an onion. There it is. And, of course, our newest and biggest sponsor, Chickies and Pete, South Philly, and all locations where the Green Legion Radio Show will be broadcasting live every Tuesday during football season, starting on September 10th. Our first week, we're going to have the infamous Dave Spadaro from the Philadelphia Eagles there, and there's going to be a player coming over every week. Could be a former player. We're going to be shooting for many active and current players. Keep that fresh, but we might change it up every now and then. We'll see what takes place. My panel, Pops, in charge of security. Security and social media. There he is, Rex Alicious, in charge of security and interrupting the show every time.
I'm good at that.
Yes, you are. And you have a billfish, a mahi, a rainbow runner.
And a tuna.
And a tuna, all under your belt in one trip.
It was awesome.
Good work, pretty sweet. Yeah.
It was yummy.
Philly Mike, you know him as Shut Up Diaz. What's up, brother? Coming back fresh off your honeymoon.
I haven't talked sports in so long. It's all built up inside of me. I feel sorry for you guys today because it's going to be all over you by the end of the show.
I truly...
I don't know what that means.
I truly hope that's the only thing that's backed up after your honeymoon.
I'm a little worried.
I'm as loose as a goose, brother.
I hope so.
And, of course, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, 15-year NFL vet, 10 with the Philadelphia Eagles, Hollis Tank, Big Dog Thomas. What's up, baby?
What's up, man? How you guys doing today?
I'm sorry we left you for a little while.
Yeah, you guys left before the long ass time.
No.
I almost came down there and started knocking on the door. Oh, he's not home.
In case you guys didn't know, Rex and I were in Panama fishing along with our good friend Ken Hutchings and his father-in-law. And our good – oh, my God, Phil's a trip. DJ Phil from Delilah's. Man, if you want to have a good time, hang out with that dude.
Just go to the DJ booth.
Don't even bother with the girls anymore. Just go right to the booth, man. It's hysterical.
I don't
that
know
guy
what
that is a walking comedy show.
I know. I would have to bring one with me. I don't know what that means.
I got you. How's Mrs. Pops?
She's good. She's good. She might be with me.
There we go.
We've had a trip or two to Delilah.
And hey, a quick shout out to our good buddy David Loeb listening to us in beautiful Marlton, New Jersey. David, how are you, brother? Good hearing from you today.
Loeby.
Hollis.
What's up?
Today is
August the 21st. It's the 233rd day of the year. There's 132 days left this year. We're going to start back in 1888 when the very first cash register was actually patented. It was actually called an adding machine because his workers were stealing from him, so he wanted to keep tabs on it. It was made by William Soward Burroughs in 1888.
All right.
You go to 1929, Chicago Cardinals becomes the first pro football team to do what we call now training camp.
That's cool. Right.
In 1942, Walt Disney released Bambi.
Wow, that was 42.
Wow.
Okay. And then actually, I put this in here for our fans with the Little League World Series, one little guy we were just speaking of. In 1947, the very first Little League World Series was played on this day, and the Maynard Midgets won.
The who?
Maynard Midgets.
From where? My God, you can't get away with that team name anymore.
It just says that.
Maynard Little People.
Yeah, it'll be Maynard Little People now. I got some birthdays for you. I'm just giving you these birthdays. We have 1936, Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, Will.
Will Tang Down, baby.
Exactly. 1938, we have Kenny Rogers.
Did they bronze his penis when he died?
Probably. Kenny Rogers. 1939, Clarence Williams III. I know you're saying who's that. Pops, who's Clarence Williams III? Purple Rain, the daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Don't I keep the heat on? No, sorry. 1956, Kim Cattrall. 1970, Steve Everett, former player here. 1974, the Long Island Lolita, Amy Fisher.
Amy Fisher.
Yeah, way back.
And then I got some holidays. I'll flip it over. I got some holidays for you guys. Today is National Brazilian Blowout Day.
What is it?
Not sure what that means.
Senior Citizens Day.
You say Blowout Day?
Yeah, Boys Day. No.
Big perm? Big worm?
Spumani Day. You know what Spumani is?
I don't know, but I think Diaz was talking about that in his introduction.
Get your ponchos on.
Spumani is a molded Italian ice cream that was perfected in Naples, Italy.
I thought that was just a wine.
I know.
Kind of like Ripple.
Spumani.
champagne and Ripple together. Champipple.
That's all I got for you guys. This is almost, and I omitted the one about the riot that the Philadelphia A's caused in 1949, the Philadelphia A's were playing the game and had to forfeit it in the ninth inning because the fans started a riot because they trapped the ball that Richie Ashburn drilled into the outfield, and they were protesting it. So they started a riot, so the Giants ended up winning 4-2.
Was it the A's or the Phillies?
The Philadelphia A's.
Athletics started here.
Oh, wow.
I thought he paid for the Phillies.
I'm surprised they don't talk about that like they talk about Santa Claus. I'm serious.
Oh, boy. Now, we're starting off this show with a bang.
That's right.
Chris, give us just a second here as we prep for what's about to take place.
Is this our favorite apologist?
It is our favorite apologist. God, here we go. He's going to get a little salty. I know. Don't worry. I'm sure he's got one revved up for you. Everybody on the line, the Green Legion Radio official Phillies correspondent, Chris Sack, how are you today?
I'm still laughing at the fact that Diaz is still backed up from his honeymoon. So at least we know now that he did not consummate the marriage.
No little Diazes.
Oh, that's great.
The bee's still the virgin.
Hey, watch it, Pops. I'll get you on
this
Facebook.
This is starting off with a bang, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow. Jesus. And we're already pitching change, by the way. So, Chris, look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. Seems like we're talking about this every week. Kapler, I understand from a not-so-great baseball writer that apparently the front office is not blaming Kapler for the lack of play, the lack of wins, the lack of everything, lack of offense, lack of pitching. What have you heard about this, and what's Kapler's status right now? I mean, is he playing for his is he managing for his job at this point, or where are we with this? Because it's a broken record at this point.
From what I'm kind of gathering here is the reason why that they fired the hitting coach and put Charlie in there is because John Middleton has complete and absolute faith in Charlie Manuel and his opinion. So putting him in there is not just to try and fix this offense and fix these hitters. It's more so to get a pulse of the clubhouse and see how Gabe is running his operation. I've said this a few times before. I can't entirely blame all this mess on Kapler because he does not have all the necessary pieces to try and be successful. He doesn't help himself in a lot of ways, and at the end of last year with the collapse down the stretch, that might stick a little bit in their crawl when they had postseason aspirations this year. But I think that Kapler, if they continue to go down this stretch and they have another collapse like they did last year, how can you sell it to the fan base bringing him back next year for a third season when he would be a lame duck manager?
Totally. Totally with you.
I disagree.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Okay.
No, I mean, I don't.
Shocker.
Okay. No, I don't disagree. I mean, I don't want to cut you off there, yeah. Zach, but, I'm going back to you went into the season with a starting pitcher and four, question mark. Like, the problem is starting pitching. The problem was the bullpen starting pitching. You know, they addressed the bullpen. What'd they do for the starting pitching? Like, he's not forgivable 100% or anything like that. But how do you sell it to the fans? I mean, I think you were right in the beginning. I don't think he was playing with a full deck. Now, that doesn't mean that he's allowed to lose games, but I think they're right where they're supposed to be.
And let me interject there for a second. So, no. He's made 100%. dumb moves.
And
you know what you have. That's the thing right here. It's like, so we're not asking you to create anything. We're asking you when the pitcher's going good and he's only got 60 pitches. Don't put Gosselin there to pinch hit for him with two outs and a man on second base and he watches three strikes. He's been horrible, man. As a fan to watch this. To watch what he's doing as far as with the team, like the double switches when he shouldn't be. He took Jay Bruce out when Jay Bruce had just got here and was killing. He took him out to put in a bum. And what the hell is Rodriguez still doing here? What is he still doing here?
Rodriguez, in the article I read, Rodriguez was one of the proponents of Gabe Kapler, and I'm like, I can't wait for Hollis.
You want to know why he's one of the proponents? Because they played together his last 2 years.
Together.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So they was butt buddies.
I don't think he gets off scot-free. But I also don't think the knee-jerk reaction to fire the manager makes me feel like we think, well, you know what? They would have done it if there was someone else there.
I don't think it's all
on the manager.
I just got one thing to say to that. You imploded 2 years straight. This is not a knee-jerk reaction. You took it last year, epic. It's in the MLB record books.
And at this point, all right, you got rid of most of the seeds from last year.
Yeah.
And that imploded. Herrera's never going to suit up again.
No, he's not. He should. He better not.
Better not.
Not here.
Not here.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't have that kind of crap going around.
Franco, a long-awaited ship down to Triple
A. It is a ship down, but why? You stink over there on third base right now.
Yeah.
And you still got Rodriguez up here.
Yeah. That's why they needed to sign Machado in the offseason. Not getting off that. Not leaving that hill.
I'm with you.
If we don't.
Chris, what did you think about these lineup changes last week? I mean, talk about that for a second, because that's driving me up a wall. Hoskins leading
horrendous,
off?
Horrendous, horrific. I mean, I'm right there with you. I think at this time he's trying to do too much magic potion here now.
Nice.
Okay, so he's trying to reinvent the wheel a little too much. I don't understand what his philosophy is with. I know he wants to get Hoskins going, but Hoskins is not going to get going where he's at. He's not a leadoff hitter. Right now, I don't know if they even have a leadoff hitter on this roster. So I can't fault anybody for that. But Segura should be batting second, not fourth or fifth. Corey Dickerson should not be batting cleanup on this team when you have Bryce Harper, Real Muto, and Rhys Hoskins. I've said it all along, the most ideal lineup, 2 through 5, in my opinion, is Segura, Real Muto, Harper, Hoskins. That's the way they should line it up. That's the way they should do it. He keeps on teasing me with it, because he'll put Real Muto in 2 and Harper in 3 and Hoskins in leadoff. Like, for the love of God, just make sense of it. Real Muto and Harper have been the 2 of the hottest hitters in baseball over the last 3 weeks. They should be batting 3rd and 4th in your lineup, and you need people on base in front of them. And Harper, if you look
and
at
Hoskins
batting,
is not going to be the guy that gets on base.
No, he's not.
Hold on. Diaz is about to cream over here. Let's let him in. Well.
Here's some things.
Please, go.
And I forget who I read today, but I wasn't aware of this. And I agree with everything we're talking about here. It makes no sense. But, now this isn't a full excuse, but the reason he's put, last year I wasn't aware of this either, but Hoskins was like in a 1-for-36 slump last August too. And, you know, it's not just this year, it was last year as well.
Hoskins had 2 historically bad months last year.
Right.
He had May and he had August. May was just, he went from batting like 330 to batting like 250 in a matter of a month. He was horrible.
Bear with me. The other stat that I wasn't aware of is that both last year and this year, Hoskins sees the most pitches per at-bat in the entire league. Now, is that a stat that's great? That's not a whole big great stat, but if you notice, he let off last night. He got on base.
Am I talking to Gabe Kapler right now?
Listen, I'm just
yes, you are.
Hold on. I'm not saying that this is 100%. This is a great idea, but I'm just saying what is he doing? Well, this is his thought process on that. Hoskins did get on base. He scored a run yesterday, which turned out to be the differential in the game. So when he does something crazy, when Kapler does something completely insane and it goes wrong, blast him. But that was his thought process in making that lineup, and last night it worked. So it doesn't mean that he's a magician.
It worked. They had their last hit in the game last night was the 4th inning.
Okay.
They had 4 hits the whole game. How did it work?
You can put
Sack, listen to Sack. It's
been 3-2.
Sack, listen to me. Listen to me.
You can put as much mascara in there.
What is he doing? What's he doing this? I just answered the question of why is he putting Hoskins in leadoff. Hoskins got on base.
What did he do? He got on base a couple times. Great for him last night.
They won the game.
He's so horrific in the second half. Sack.
All right, you're both about to get me. You especially.
Hold on.
Let me finish my thought. My thought is this. What is he doing? Well, he's trying to get on base. They won the game by 1 run. Rhys Hoskins got on base. He scored a run. They won by 1 run. Now, we could say, what is he doing? That worked for that game. It's not going to work every game. He shouldn't do it every game. It shouldn't be permanent, but that was his thought going into that game. It worked. The 3 times before it didn't work, okay? But it worked yesterday.
You can put as much lipstick and mascara on this turd as you want. It's still going to be a turd. It is horrible, dude.
Yes.
Listen to what you just said. It worked. It did work 3 times, but it worked once. Really?
Okay.
Really? We're working on wins here. And the thing that's I think pissing me and the fans off is the fact that he does all these. If you watch he's done some of the stupidest moves known to man. It's like
you're right.
And
right.
The implodes are epic. The implodes are epic. He's playing for the next day. He's got how many times do I want to see Roman Quinn pitch? Huh?
Yeah, I don't. I was gone for 2 weeks. Did he pitch like 3 times?
Actually, he pitched better than a lot of our bullpen so far this season.
Yeah, but we also had the MVP of the World Series, of the College World Series. That was MVP pitcher. Ainsley.
Yeah.
Didn't know that, did you?
Yeah.
He's on the roster.
You missed our last episode.
Yeah, I was gone for 3 weeks.
All right, so when we had, what was 15 or 16 innings?
Yeah.
Against the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Roman Quinn
is pitching the last 3 freaking innings.
I read, but I didn't see, yeah.
All while Adam Haseley, who pitched in the College World Series and won.
And who's in left field?
Adam Haseley.
No, Velasquez.
Oh, yeah, Velasquez. Right. Yeah, oh, right. And Velasquez, yeah, Velasquez in left field.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Was
he unavailable or something? Did they already come in and come out?
Was Adam Haseley not available for pitching to pitch because he pitched the night before? I don't think so.
No, I'm saying was he in left and then they brought him in? You can't bring him back.
I'll tell you what, he gunned somebody out at the plate.
Yeah, he did.
That and almost Adam. Got that other
yeah.
one.
Yep. Yeah, it was awesome.
The winning running almost got it.
Hey, real quick, Chris, give us your final thoughts. Tell us what we should be thinking. Are we giving up on this team yet? You know the differential?
All
right,
bad.
They're two games back in the wild card right now.
Stop saying that! They stink. They ain't going nowhere.
All right.
It's over.
Aren't they like minus 18?
Minus 17.
17.
Right now, minus 18.
Yeah.
Give us your thoughts, brother. Do we even bother? Are we just getting amped up for football now?
Well, here's the thing, and I said this a couple weeks ago when we had our last show. What's keeping them in it is the mediocrity of the National League, and it's also the mediocrity of this team. 6-4 in their last 10. They have a 19.2% chance to make the postseason, according to Baseball Reference. And mediocrity defines them. 18-17 since the All-Star break. 12-11 in July. 9-9 so far in August. They are extremely frustrating, but they are still in it. You can't. I'm going to continue to watch. Obviously, I've got to have content to talk about here in the program.
Yeah, I love watching too. But go ahead, keep going, Chris. Keep going, Chris.
No, but, you know, I'm going to continue to watch. And as infuriating and frustrating as this team is, and as much as they want me to rip more of my hair already out of my head, this team is still in it. They're two games behind the Cubs, who they just swept, and they're three games behind the Nationals from hosting a wild card game at Citizens Bank Park. For the love of God, I mean, it's like a train wreck. Yeah. You have to keep on watching it. But somehow, some way, you have to keep watching it.
Yeah. I hear you.
I'm happy we're all in agreement. The cure for mediocrity is tanking. There we go.
No. Hey,
well, you know, you can't tank all the time because they don't know
according
how to pick players.
According to you, everybody can tank.
Oh, yes, they can.
Tank.
Awesome sauce.
TTP.
Right on, brother. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, love you, brother. We'll talk to you next week. We appreciate
later, Chris.
You.
Good night, Chris.
All right, Chris.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great night, all right?
You too.
All right, man. See ya. These phone calls are getting funnier as we get to know each other a little bit more. Honestly, no. I love his take on all this stuff. It's really funny.
If you trigger him and that dude gets triggered about the film, like he goes,
"Oh yeah,
it's
oh yeah."
Oh, I do have a bet with Rob Ellis. I told him the Phillies are not going to be in it. He owes me a sandwich already. We bet a sandwich.
A sandwich.
Sandwich of my choice.
So a 6-footer.
Yeah, I'm a man. We're going to deal with it. And I win. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm going to bring my blood pressure
up. Yeah, just tell him to make sure he give you one of those fish sandwiches, a filet mignon.
With a filet mignon. Right, right? All right. Hey, you guys, we're gonna take a quick break here on Green Legion Radio. We're going to be back right after a couple of songs. All right, everybody, just something for you to listen to real quick.
I have a big surprise to tell you. Yours truly, me, is going to the Eagles game next week against the Ravens. It's awesome! Thanks to the Green Legion and thanks to my best friend Roman's mom, I have a hotel to stay at. And I'm so excited. And my whole family gets to go with me. And my brother and sister, they've been through a lot with me medically. They go to all my hospital appointments and all my surgeries. And my mom, she's really loud. So just know that I'm not embarrassed. If you see her screaming her full head off, you'll know it's my mom. And just know I'm not ashamed. Fly, go fly!
Giovanni.
My man Giovanni. That kid is awesome. Just awesome.
He is so excited.
I spoke to his mother today, and I said, what time is he going to sleep? She goes, well, he won't be sleeping tonight. At all. So... All right, boys. For the next couple weeks, we're gonna have our Eagles segment. We're gonna focus on different
positions.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wanted to start off with a bang, and absolutely start off with a position that our big dog knows the most about. And I've had a lot of questions about the D-line. Mm-hmm. I'll get to it. We have a couple other things we want to talk about first. Then we're going to dive deep into the D-line.
Yeah, because I've been critiquing. I've been critiquing them. I still record the game.
Good.
And I'm really critiquing everybody.
Then we're getting into everybody on this one. But first, I think we brushed on it a couple of weeks ago. Is anybody concerned about Carson Wentz not playing a single snap during preseason?
I am, and the reason I say that is because he's rusty. It's the thing of it's live action. You know, he'll tell you more than anybody else. You can practice all you want, but if he's standing back there throwing the ball with no pressure, no real game speed. You saw it last year after he came back from two or three games.
Yeah,
you saw it coming out then. It didn't show much because it was like boom, boom, boom. But you actually saw it, and it's the same. It goes on and on and on, no matter how good you are.
And on and on. Yeah.
Well, to piggyback off what you said, it's a little different this year, though. He's got to go through the mini camps and stuff, and he's with the team this time. So I don't have a problem now because last time I had a problem because he wasn't – even though he was rehabbing –
He wasn't taking snaps.
He wasn't taking snaps with the team. It's different when you take snaps. And this week right here with the Ravens, that's what I like to see, that right there. Okay. I don't need to see my quarterback. You know who I do need to see? I need to see my line. My lines and my linebackers and my running backs, I need to see them in live action because of tackling. Because the opposing team, they don't give a damn about you. When you practice, you thudded, and they don't care about you. And they don't cut black in practice. So,
well,
shockingly, I don't mind him sitting for load management. You know, it's true in all my sports. I also recognize.
Did he say load management?
I don't know what he was going to.
Joel Embiid, you never heard load management before?
I just don't need to hear that after what you said coming off your honeymoon.
I said
literally coming off your
umbrellas and ponchos, fellas. Umbrellas and ponchos.
Continue with your load management.
No, but sorry,
Mom, I can't come home. I'm at a baby shower.
There you go.
I also recognize though that September, just like what Pop said,
right.
It's rusty. It's not going to look real smooth. Yeah. I mean, if it does, great. But I'm expecting there to be a little working period, which the Patriots seem to do every year. They start 2-2 and they end 12-4 every day.
Don't ever bring up the Patriots again on the show. As I was saying, the only difference is that I'm comfortable this time is because he went through all of the offseason.
Right.
And he offseason healthy. See, if he hadn't gone through that, I would be uncomfortable because I would need to see him in some live action.
Is it also trending through the rest of the league?
Well, a little bit because the quarterback never really gets touched anyway, and when he does, they give him a grease down in their shiatsu.
I mean, I guess I'm only really bringing this up because it's the third preseason game.
Right.
It's the one where the starters are supposed to play the first half. It's the one.
I think that's why they practice with the Ravens. Because I don't think the Ravens are going to play that many people either.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprising. Today I read, now it could be a throwaway comment, but big guy Jason Peter said he's preparing like he's playing the whole game, but he's probably only playing half. That's what he said. Who knows if he was just saying shit?
Well, he wasn't saying it. They probably told him that, but they're probably not going to do it.
Right.
Like, 'cause they prepare you just in case they want to see some stuff. So they might, if Carson's going to play, then I want to see my starting O-line out there.
Absolutely.
Right.
Exactly. I do not want to see Dillard out there missing a damn block.
Right.
Talking about he missed the call.
I'm with you. So, on that note, all right, I know the team was high on their backup, Nate.
So it's real.
And
now that he's down. We spoke about this briefly before the show. I'm good with the Josh McCown signing.
That's my guy.
He's been in the league for 20 years.
Yeah. I know.
He's made a lot of money,
yes,
man.
Yeah, about 50,
this guy signed so many 1- and 2-year deals. I think he played with 11 teams.
Yep.
Yes.
He played with. Bears, hold on, I got it.
The Bears, the Jets,
the Panthers.
The Panthers.
I got this.
Tampa Bay.
San Francisco. Obviously, he started his career in Arizona.
Right.
Tampa signed him to two years.
2 years, yeah.
The Jets even signed him last.
They signed him up to a lucrative deal. See, he led when he led the Bears to the playoffs. Then he really got paid.
Who was he filling in for? Caleb.
It was Jay Cutler.
No.
Jay Cutler.
Lovie Smith was still there.
Lovie Smith was still there.
Really?
What, Jay Cutler just left maybe two seasons ago.
All right. Well, I mean, not bad to have a guy with a chiseled jaw and leadership.
The Crimson Chin? That was my nickname for him. I was getting ready to tell you my nickname.
What is it?
Crimson Chin.
Crimson Chin.
He looks like Ivan Drago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
For Fairly Eye Parents, the Crimson Chin.
It's a dude with
a giant chin with a C on it. look up Fairly Eye Parents and look up the Crimson Chin.
Okay.
He's a stable guy, and he knows the offense, and he knows we have enough running backs to where he only needs to make some third down plays, and he's able to throw the deep ball. And the one thing I love about Josh, he doesn't turn over the damn ball. He doesn't turn it over like that, like a rookie would.
I must break you.
If he dies, he dies.
Remember me telling you how I wanted to be you? Forget it.
It is true, though. I mean, Nate Sudfeld, they believed in him. And if we went in the system, I think we would all just blind faith believe in him.
Well,
but now that McCown's
Now we're in a position, actually, because Nate's going to be back after week two.
I think week four or five they're saying.
But the way they signed Josh,
sign him for a year?
The money that they gave him, he's staying.
What I'm saying is you get Sudfeld back.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
you don't have to rush Sudfeld back now. That's the thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. And at the same time, I don't know. I kind of feel like you're stacked.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like McCown could come in and win you a game. With this team.
Because it was the same thing they had in Chicago. They had Alshon was in Chicago with him, and they had a good running back.
So you mean Kelsler's out? Cody, he's out?
Cody sucks.
He's injured too, right? What happened to him?
Dylan missed the block. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah?
Dylan blocked the baddest guy on the field. You know who that is, Pops?
There's nobody.
The baddest man on the field. He blocked nobody. And then Vitae turned around because he thought it was his man because he got –
they shooting.
Vitae got
– Jesus.
Vitae.
Too soon, Pops. Too soon.
Vitae
just got plunked.
Oh, yeah, he did. Vitae got threw out the club like, did you hear us say no T-shirts and Nikes?
Wow. Hold on. This doesn't look good.
Yeah, he got blown. What happened? He got beamed, right? Yeah.
Right in the kneecap.
Benjamin Frank.
I blame Pops for that. His
foot was still on the base, though. You see, he still had his foot on the base the whole time?
Because they're shooting, and down goes Segura. Blame Pops, everybody.
Down goes Segura. All right.
And the one time he's hustling, he gets hurt.
Talk about literally kicking a man when he's down. On fire tonight, Pops. On fire.
Brother, I'm not going to lie. You are on fire.
El fuego, the muy caliente.
Please bring this every week.
All right, I got you. He's up, he's running, he's good.
We're not going to talk about the secondary this week. That's going to be a hot topic for the week before.
You sure? I really want to kill a couple of guys.
I know.
Hall.
I know.
Sorry.
Hold on.
All right. Hawkins.
Take it.
Hall of Notes.
Hollis just got muted.
Wow. All
right. Look. I even want to talk about Corey Clement, but we're not because I'm hearing he's lighting camp up right now.
Yeah, he is.
And I'm wondering where he fits into that mold now, if and being healthy and obviously trying to take that next step, which he didn't do last year.
Right.
But we're going to get to that at another point.
Okay, that's cool.
Because right now we're 9.
I can respect that.
We're 9:17. We're 9:18. Well, I want to get a good 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Left of D-line talk and get the hell out of here.
All right.
So you guys don't think we're boring the shit out of you. But I got to be honest with you, this is one of the funniest shows we've had.
Yeah, we might just keep Pops on for another 30, 45.
Yeah, afterwards.
I don't know how much material he has. We'll see.
I got to knock him out.
You got a bevy of it.
On Green Legion Radio for the next few weeks, leading up to the season, and even probably going into it, we're going to talk about positions of concern. We're not going to talk about the O-line. We know what's going on there. I don't think we need to –
There's only one concern on the line.
Yeah.
Brooks.
Brooks.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. That's it.
Let's get into D-line. Let's get into it. I have legit.
You have legit
concerns.
Questions? Give me the questions.
Certain players.
Okay.
All right. I'm not paying attention as much as you guys are. I've been away.
Okay.
For 10 days. I'm going away for another week.
I've been to practice and everything, baby.
I know. Where is Derek Barnett right now?
He is killing.
Is his motor on full?
Oh, yeah.
Is that pedal to the floor? Yeah.
He is killing right now.
I read that he he's working on more inside moves instead of his bend.
That's why I like this kid, because he's a student of the game. And he knew he was running around the edge like last year, a year before last, and trying to run over people. Now he's going to develop. He needs an inside move, so when he hits the edge or they think he's going to run over him, he can hit that inside move and take the lane to the inside. So he's doing great, but keep going. I have somebody who I think.
No, we're getting into everybody.
Well, because I think seize the second. Just remember, seize the second. When I get to the guy,
seize the second,
because it happens to all of us.
All right.
At some point in our life.
Is there any noticeable side effects? Any looming nags from his injury last year? Is he full on board healthy?
He's full on board healthy.
Okay.
I think that's the key this year for the D line. BG is not coming off of ankle surgery again.
Right.
So,
hold on. You're jumping.
Okay.
Quit jumping.
Okay.
We're talking about Derek Barnett.
I know, I'm just talking about injuries in general.
I'm going player.
Player by player.
Cool. Right now.
Okay. All right. Barnett, he's going to be a beast.
Because my next person actually was Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we all love Brandon Graham. He won us a Super Bowl.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Right.
He won us a Super Bowl. Flat. I mean, the team won, but he got that last play.
Yeah.
That one play that you have to make against Tom Brady and the Patriots in order to beat them.
That's right. Right.
So he's iconic.
Right.
He will live in folklore forever. But he had 4.5 sacks last year.
Off a bad ankle.
Yeah,
ankle surgery at the end of the season.
The thing is, though, he was like top five in pressures, and that's not sex.
All right, Mamula.
But pressures, that makes the quarterback throw quickly, throws under, throws over, and makes him get out of the pocket. But pressures are not sacks, but they're still an important statistic.
But he will tell you that he wasn't himself last year. When you're coming out, anytime you're coming off of the injury, it's going that next season is not going to be your greatest. That's why I can't wait to see JP or Carson Wentz, because this is the second year after they're fully healthy now.
Right.
So they're getting back to what I call respectability. So I'm looking for him to bounce back and Barnett to bounce back.
All right, good. Okay. Now let's bring up the big dog.
Okay.
Fletcher Cox. All right.
I'm a little concerned about him.
I am too.
Yeah.
All right. He had 10.5 sacks last year.
Yeah.
Coming off, you know, that big signing.
Right.
But he also, 10.5 doesn't sound bad for an interior lineman.
Right.
That's
right.
Great.
It's great for interior lineman.
However, three of them were against the Redskins that didn't show up on the last game of the fucking season. Period.
No.
He got a great stat pad.
Yeah, he got a statistic.
Yeah,
but sacks are the hardest thing to get.
Okay.
No matter who you're playing against.
Okay. I mean, we do know that their run defense declined.
Correct.
Last year.
Correct.
What are we going to see from him? Where is he this year? He doesn't love him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he earned every bit of the dollars
that
he got with his contract.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see him angry.
He's never going to get angry. He's pretty much me. I used to smile all the time when I played. And that's because you love playing the game. The thing that I do want to see from him, he's at that point where he's pissed off that everybody's talking about Aaron Donald. Yeah. And that's what I love about him, because he's pissed
good
off.
Because Aaron Donald is
a monster.
Hands down, he's better than him.
He's a monster.
He's a monster. But when you look at it, this year,
he can't be reasoned with.
When you look at it this year, he's got so much more help. He's got so much more help with the other guys.
Okay, we're getting there. Don't go there yet.
I'm not going there yet. But the thing that I was concerned about was him. He got injured in the last game last year.
Yeah.
And so I just want to make sure that's out of the way. It doesn't stick with him and stay nagging. But he's doing great in camp so far.
Okay, now moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Does Malik Jackson make everybody else on this line better?
Hell yeah!
Okay.
He's a young warthog. I used to dub myself as the young warthog. I used to take on a double team to try to crush the pocket. That's what Malik does.
Okay.
He's a beast on the double team.
All right. Now, when we talk about this, all right, Chris Long, All right.
No, go, you should have went to Jernigan.
Well, no, I'm Chris Long's not here.
Okay.
All right. And Chris Long was our favorite backup DN.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Then when Barnett went down, of course,
right. He stepped right in.
He stepped right in.
He stepped right in, yeah.
Now you have, all right, now you have a secondary cast, mm-hmm. or the fill-in guys. Jernigan, mm-hmm. Curry, Ridgeway, Josh Sweat.
Missing someone. Deshaun?
Huh?
Deshaun Hall, baby.
Deshaun okay.
Hall. And Sharif Miller.
These four players are slotted as the backups on that line right now.
Well, I will tell you, Sweat, remember I said seize the second? Sweat has not seized the second.
Okay.
He's looked like a pedestrian out there.
Okay.
Well, that's why you hear us saying
talk to me. Make me feel great. Because you know what? Mm-hmm. Honestly, I want to get back to the days mm-hmm. of
destruction,
you and
total.
Corey Simon
yeah, total
and
destruction.
Hugh Douglas. Mm-hmm. And just fucking lighten that offensive line up and making that quarterback feel as uncomfortable as a freaking I'm not doing it. Well, a whore in church.
Yeah. Well, get ready because that's why I was going to Jernigan. Jernigan was coming off of back surgery when he came back.
Right.
He's been destroying people in practice now and in the games. So he's
well,
almost,
he probably has one contract.
No, but he was coming off of back surgery last year.
I know.
Back surgery.
After playing a pickup game of basketball.
Well, yeah, whatever. But it was back surgery. So he's coming off that, so he's a year removed from that. And then you couple in the kid, Deshaun Hall. Deshaun Hall is a beast.
Talk to me about him. Yeah. I don't know much.
You know, well, in the past, the first two games, I think he's got 4 or 5 sacks. He's been destroying his opponent.
Yeah, but these are second.
No. But that's why I say seize the second. He's been given the opportunities to play against some of the starters. And he's been destroying them. Some of the starters for the other teams.
Okay.
And he's been destroying them. Even though it's preseason, but you're a guy. But you
is,
have
he
a,
is he undrafted?
I think he got drafted by. He got drafted in the third or fourth rounds by somebody else.
Okay. And how old is he?
It is in mid 20s.
Okay. Yeah. So this is not his first team?
No.
We picked him up.
We picked him
from
via free agency.
Okay. So, free agency.
Yeah.
All right.
But him and Sharif, the draft pick, Sharif Miller. I think they're going to be some quality backups for us. And Vinny Curry.
Yeah, what do we think about Vinny?
I love Vinny because he stays outside. He's always around the ball. I mean, he's always good. You cannot create that. You cannot replace that his disruptiveness. He's always upfield, making the running back, making the ready cut, or making the quarterback go back the other way.
Okay.
And you need that, especially since Josh Sweat didn't see the second. He's been looking like crap.
Hall is a third-round pick.
Yeah, he was a third-round pick, yeah.
From?
Eagles.
Yeah.
This is
oh.
True.
Yeah, wait, not this year.
No, it was last year.
Panthers. Last year.
Last year.
Last year, Panthers. Panthers picked him in third round last year.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay.
So why did that fall?
I don't know. They probably traded him to us.
I don't know.
It was like I like the kid. He's a beast.
Okay.
Him and the kid, Sharif Miller. Go ahead.
So you were saying
he's
like Vinny Curry.
Yeah.
You know, and I do it. Quimby does. We all do it. We look at defensive ends and we look at the sack numbers.
Right.
Vinny Curry, he's not a sack guy.
Right.
Is he a quality guy? Like, is he a quality guy on the end there for his disruptiveness or whatever you say? Is like, what do I watch to measure it? Just like where?
What you watch to measure, this is the main thing, because a lot of times you're not going to get, sometimes you're not going to get a lot of sacks. But the fact that you stay in your lane and you don't jump out of your lane and don't let them outside, and you're creating a disruptiveness so the quarterback can slow down or the running back and make an erratic cut. When they have to slow down, that means they're not fast anymore. So we hold to the ball like sharks, like we see blood in the water.
And then to your point or question about the sack number, it kind of goes down and gets dwindled because they rotate in and out a lot.
Yeah, it's a rotation too.
That's why Chris Long left, because he knew once they signed Vinny Curry, his snaps per game was going to go down dramatically.
Is he playing anyway?
No, he just retired.
He retired, right?
Yeah, he retired. Yeah. I think he said he might come back for the right option.
For the right option,
Well, guess what? If somebody goes down.
Exactly.
I got a funny story about Chris Long. My buddy in Colorado.
Long. Backed up, umbrellas, ponchos.
No. He was in Red Rocks at a concert watching My Morning Jacket, and who's in front of him blazing away?
My boy.
Oh, yeah?
My boy.
And he fanboyed out.
Chris is a blazer.
Chris, yeah, he said he was awesome. He was a nice guy, but he fanboyed out, and he's like, ooh.
I played with Chris in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, right. He was a rookie, right?
Third or fourth year. Right there, no, but he, what, Charlie? He only came here because of me. He called me to ask me would it be okay to come here.
Wait,
you
what?
Know that?
What's that?
You had another Chris Long ask me?
Nah.
I didn't understand what you just said.
Chris Long called
he called to say if it's a cool city, if it's cool to come here.
Asked me if it was cool to come here. You
wait,
know that?
To Philly?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right, we play.
Why don't you get him on
these
the show?
These are the stories we need to hear, my man. Right.
Okay, what? So
why you been sitting on that story?
Well, I thought, okay, so what
your story's better than mine.
So what ended up, happening was, I played with Chris for St. Louis. I went through training camp in 4 weeks, and so they had affinity for me because I told the truth. So when in the free agency of the year he came here, we know we changed numbers, so we kept in touch the whole time. All right, so. When he's getting ready to come here, one of our mutual teammates, James Hall, was like, Chris Long said he lost your number. Is it okay to give it to him? I said, I said, what's up? He's like, you're the only person he trusts because you're the only person that I know that will give it to him straight and raw and will let him know if it's okay to come to Philly.
I thought this was a family show.
Straight and raw,
baby. He just wanted to know because he said he liked the city and his girl was from up this way.
Oh, we're going to have to curb so much when
we get
the chickies.
But he called me and we chopped it up about 30 minutes about the city. Chopped it up about the city in advance. Mm. And I told him, if you come here and win, they will love you.
Yeah,
this is true.
Chris Long is not an unattractive man.
What are you? Oh, wow.
I'm telling
get
you.
Get your ponchos on, guys.
Yeah, hey, he's a good-looking man. Hey, blowing it up. What are you doing? Blowing it up.
Yeah, but you know the weird thing was when he introduced me to his dad, Howie Long used to be one of my favorite players.
Who in the right mind would ever say that Howie Long is not one of their favorite players?
Him and Mean Joe Green.
All right.
And Reggie White.
Yeah?
Reggie White, too. Reggie White played DN, though. Jerome Brown and Cortez Kennedy.
All right.
There we go.
All right.
Guys who built like me.
How about Felix Cortez? Clear and present danger. Sorry. Gents.
Yes.
Anything else we want to touch on Eagles before we wrap this show up?
Yes, TJ.
TJ.
Number 57.
Go.
Linebacker. Watch out for
him. Oh,
TJ Ford?
TJ
Ford, yeah.
Don't. No.
The linebacker out of Wisconsin.
What number?
57. Not number 50 who got stiff-armed by...
TJ Edwards.
Yeah. Not number 51 who got stiff-armed by Mr. Magoo.
Zach Brown?
No, not 50.
So is
Asante kid.
Gruger Hill.
Gruger Hill, yeah.
How do we feel about this guy? Other than the fact that he could kick.
He's hurt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can play. Yeah. He's hurt right now. Yeah, he's hurt. He's down right now.
Oh, he is?
Yep. Yeah, I think he's out week two.
What are we looking at then besides Nigel and Zach? Who's taking that role?
I would say Brown.
Yeah, was that Zach Brown? No, you talking about Asante Brown? I don't like him.
No, Zach Brown.
Zach Brown's
already one of your outside linebackers, and Gruger Hill is supposed to be your other.
Right.
Well, Zach Brown is going to be strong side. Zach Brown plays middle. What you call the other guy?
Bradham's going to play middle linebacker.
Bradham plays Sam strong.
Huh?
Bradham plays Sam strong. He just was playing middle because we didn't really have a middle.
Okay, well, is Zach taking
that? Zach Brown plays middle linebacker.
All right. Yeah. All right. So who's going to take the other spot? The other outside spot?
I think right now it's up for grabs. And I think the TJ is in the lead for it because he's been doing everything to move
TJ
up.
Is TJ a middle linebacker?
But she can play him at will.
All right.
Because of his instinct. You had to go back. Like, I watched him in college, and he was a beast.
Okay.
You've been talking about him since.
Oh, you haven't stopped. Yeah. You haven't stopped blowing.
He's an undrafted free agent.
Now get your umbrellas.
Oh. Did he say UDFA?
Get the ponchos on.
Yeah, this is business.
I'm my exit the building.
Hold on a second, Rex.
What,
something.
I know.
Hey,
you haven't said a damn thing this entire
leadership.
Show.
You know what? You know
leadership. You know what the problem with this team is? Leadership.
I was going to mention that about Mr. Long. He's the emotional leader. But, you know.
I've been enjoying myself today.
Yeah.
He's been hitting the vape pen over here. You know, he's just laughing at everybody.
Awesome. Cool. Stuff. But that's pretty much all I have to do. I think this next game. You know, the weird thing was that the Thorson kid, He impressed me with the last game.
All right.
Yeah, he's a, I think he's going to be okay. Not this year, but I think he's going to be okay.
All right. All right. You got some picks for us. Sorry, I got you off guard. We usually take a quick break, but we're not going to do that. We're gonna go, and then we're gonna get it off our chest and
hold on a second, and
wrap that shit.
Was that me? No, it was the double. It was the double.
Here we go. Here we go.
Are you sure? Wow.
Here we go.
I thought this was family oriented. Wow,
orientated.
Has my inner monologue been switched off?
Yes, it has.
I can't control the volume of my voice.
Hey, okay, we're going for the tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going for the Washington at Pittsburgh at 4:05. At 4:05, we're taking Pittsburgh because we want Washington to lose. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Sorry about the speed of my speech. We're also going to take Miami in Atlanta. Atlanta's been kicking Miami's ass for like a long time.
Miami's the worst team in baseball.
It's the worst team. So I would take Atlanta
in the National League at least.
Yeah, I would take Atlanta and the points. And then you got the St. Louis, Colorado. We're right behind St. Louis for that last wild card spot. So we need them to lose to Colorado.
Well, actually,
I think this is Hollis betting with his heart, not his head.
Yeah, because the Cardinals are in first place.
Yeah, well, but I was going to say the Cardinals are going to win that at Colorado. You take Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and the Cardinals in tomorrow's games.
Gotcha.
And the points. Go with the over because they've been these teams have been. Apparently something's up with the ball.
The cover off the ball.
Yeah, apparently so they feel like they're doing
juicing
something.
Juicing the
with
balls.
Them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
speaking of balls juiced.
Interesting. Diaz?
What? No, I'm smoking a cigarette over here. I'm feeling pretty good.
All right.
I am.
Excellent. Okay. Anything we want to get off our chest, Pops?
I'm good.
You good?
I got it all out.
Yeah,
today.
I think you did too. Yeah. You did a hell of a job. House, anything you want to get off your chest?
There's one thing I want to get off my chest. Fire Dave Gabe Kapler.
Yeah,
I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick and tired of people making excuses.
Amen.
About his managerial skills. If you go into a game, knowing that you're deficient at one spot, then don't lean on that spot during the game and don't make dumbass moves.
Yeah.
And he's like he's lost about 20, 30 games for us just making dumbass moves.
I'm with you on that one, and I want to listen to Chris and I want to hear what he has to say on that. But when he says that there's not he can alleviate a little bit of the blame from Cap. I agree with you, man. I think there's 15 games that are in question because of poor managerial decisions.
And it's because he's playing for the game the next day, and on top of that, also get rid of McPhail. And
the guys that gave themselves their new contracts
mainly because of the comment if we don't you don't get in front of your
when was this
you never heard that comment
no
well, I had to let you because Cochran made a song out of it because he made a song like rich guys laughing at me if we don't we don't
oh says, God
because so he's like McPhail was in front of everybody.
That's a ball player.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Look at that.
Sorry about
Who
that.
Who is this?
I don't know. He's got the hearty beard. The beard of Jack.
Oh, my God. Hoskins is down to 239?
Oh, God.
Wow. That is a slump. Dude, that's almost 50 points in the last month.
Yes, it is. He's been horrible. But the thing is also, you got to get rid of those three because they're running baseball for the city. And they don't get the city. You don't get in front of people who are paying for tickets to your game. Talking about if we don't, we don't. If we don't, we don't.
Well, yeah, I never heard that. Let's
be honest, Hollis. Mm-hmm. I'll say it right now and not be afraid. The internal operation at the Phillies is quite complacent.
Yeah, it is. We're listening to two guys. Everything
that they do on the field, they do in business.
No.
It's lame. Mm-hmm. I'll be the first one to say it
because
I'm tired of it. Sorry, it's not nothing over there. There's no fire.
No fire at all.
No fire at all.
Yeah,
there's no fire on the team. There's no fire in the front office.
I think we can all agree to that. Yeah.
Nothing.
No fire.
And I know from having conversations with all the way to the top.
Yeah. It's a little bit of fire all the way at the top. It's been some things going on. That's why Charlie's back. Isn't it? Because somebody.
Sorry.
No, no.
If you have any fire, if you have any Sparky, you get rid of Kapler right now.
You get
now.
Rid of Kapler, and you get
Absolutely.
Rid of McPhail and Klintak. I would clean house because you just spent $500 million and you ain't got nothing to show for it.
Nothing.
It's like I need something to show for all the money I just spent.
No. Let's bash our way to the look at that dude. I don't know who that
snarling.
Is. Anyway, all right, Rexy, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
I was gonna pony off
leadership.
Of that.
Got it. Okay.
I'm hoping that. Cool. Charlie back in the dugout is a
sign move up. To get Charlie back as the manager
is a TikTok for
it's
Gabe.
A TikTok, yeah.
And
you.
I also learned tonight that Diaz is a Gabe Kapler apologist.
Ooh,
yes, he is. Wow.
And Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
Still not a Fultz apologist.
If we don't, we don't.
If we don't, we don't. Yeah, there you go.
That was for you, Sac.
Hold on, here we go. Oh, no, don't get me wrong. Fire Kapler. That's from Sack. Diaz, anything you want to get off your chest?
I'm going to try and keep it brief, but I probably won't. All right, so I've been gone for 3 weeks, guys, and it's amazing in Europe.
I'm bouncing off the walls again. Whoa.
It's amazing how different we all are, but how same we are. And you know what? I'm fed up with you Instagram girls.
Why, because they tease you?
No. What they do is they go to
have sexual relations with a woman.
They go to these beautiful spots like Venice.
The
like,
problem is the definition of is what is.
They go to Venice. We're in Croatia. We're in Greek Isles. We're in Mykonos, Santorini. And they spend freaking 2 hours on a ledge trying to get the perfect picture of themselves. And then they look and then they ask. It and they change their hair and then they look. It's like, well, are you on vacation or what? Take a picture and go out. I'm sick of your curated perfectionist little. Just enjoy your life and get off of the stupid Instagram. It's terrible.
Oh wow,
I thought that was pretty good.
I like when they be on Instagram and they get the rump just right. Oh sorry, deepest apologies.
Yeah, but if it takes 2 hours to do it, it's unnatural. They've got like someone.
It doesn't matter. It takes
someone pushing it up there.
It takes one second for me to look and like.
and by
swipe
the way,
left, swipe right.
No, and I do look down my timeline, you know, on the Green Legion thing, and it's cool MF, cool MF, cool MF, cool MF.
Fucking great. Everybody, I have absolutely nothing to get off my chest. I've been fishing in the jungles of Panama with friends. I just got back from the Bahamas for a quick 2-day stint. I'm in the Caymans as of tomorrow morning.
All right.
I couldn't be any happier right now. We're going into a massive, great season. It's already lining up as far as Green Legion announcements go. We don't really have much. I did have a couple to talk about, and I completely forgot. Atlanta ticket and tailgate and hotel packages are almost sold out.
Come on, y'all.
We have 20 game tickets left. It might be 18 after I saw an order come in just a little while ago. The Green Bay tailgate is 28 spots from being sold out. We won't be able to take more. Don't bother asking. Don't try. Do you have any more ticket and tailgate spots? We never had any ticket and tailgate spots for Green Bay. We want you to travel with us, and we're definitely not going to put you in a big group in Green Bay unless you're in a hotel with us. Sorry about that. And, of course, the cheesesteak eating contest, we're going to get that thing in full swing. I got to go over that with Roger over at Chickie's to see if we can have eating contests at Chickie's and Pete's.
It's going to get messy.
It is going to get a little messy, and we got to make sure
get your ponchos out for that.
Yeah, here we go. Other than that, I've got nothing to get off my chest. Pops, Hollis, Rexy. Diaz, always a pleasure to see you guys. This is a funny episode. We're going to sign off for this week.
All right.
We will see you guys next week.
TTP.